And now, James Gravel.
In several previous programs, we observed that there are numerous aspects to God's will, including His revealed will, His sovereign will, His intentional will, and His circumstantial will. There are at least two good reasons why we must resist believing the incorrect idea that everything that happens is a direct result of God's will, either for us or against us. First, God has endowed mankind with free will, which means that things are not simply predetermined to be one way or the other. As Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. In John 5, verse 39 through 40, Jesus chastised the Pharisees when he said, You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me, that you may have life. And Luke 7, verse 30 records, But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the will of God for themselves. Notice the recurrent theme running through such passages. The rebellious Jews could have come to Jesus, but they were not willing. And the hypocritical Pharisees could have come to Jesus for eternal life, but they were not willing. As a result of their personal volition, these people had the ability to reject Christ, which is exactly what they did. Second, not everything that happens can arbitrarily be consigned to being the will of God for our lives, because some things may be the result of Satan's workings. According to the Scriptures, who rained down all those horrible calamities on righteous Job? The Bible is quite specific when it indicates in Job 2 verse 6 that it was Satan. Were Satan's activities carried out under the broad banner of God's sovereign will? Yes, just as every action is. But was it God Himself who inflicted such terrible suffering on Job? No, it was not. Satan was the culprit. Perhaps, then, we today should stop and consider the fact that when we, like Job, are afflicted with boils, so to speak, we shouldn't be quite so quick to say, it must be God's will.